Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are Arturo.
Hello everyone.
And girls and girls.
Hi.
In today's episode, we're talking about School Days ONA, a OVA from 2011. I chose this one because it's been four episodes since we had something under an hour long, and I fancied a break. It was produced by Animation Planet, whose only other work is 26 episodes of something called Hoshi no Shima no Nanko. So, yeah. School Days ONA currently has a My Animalist score of 5.81. This is based on the game by the same name, developed by Overflow. Well, the O is a zero, so is it Zeroverflow or...?
Not this again.
It was released for PC, PlayStation 2, PlayStation Portable in 2015, and remastered for the Nintendo 3DS in 2010. My summary goes, Makoto's new desk partner decides to help him woo his unrequited love. Arturo, what do you have?
A young man falls in love with a girl he shares a train with, then pulls a U and creepily stalks her by taking pictures without her consent. After that, a second girl, a stranger, promises to help him get in a relationship.
Wait, you as in me, or...?
No, the show, Joe Goldberg. That guy's a creep.
Oh, the Netflix show.
Yeah. Have you ever watched it?
My wife has, and I've seen the odd episode here and there.
Yeah, the fourth season's horrible. I don't recommend it.
I watched it. I liked it.
The fourth season?
Yes.
No, we can't be friends anymore.
I thought the ending sucked, but the rest was fine.
Well, this isn't a podcast about you or you, listeners.
Oh, okay.
Goz, what do you have for the summary?
Guy likes girl. Girl doesn't know guy. Two girls eat lunch with guy. Guy and two girls become three amigos. Five guys start a burger joint. A tale as old as time.
Right, well, no point in me reading my synopsis then, so...
Thank you so much for watching, everyone. And better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode.
Hey, do you have my notes in front of you?
Yes.
But the OVA starts on the title, School Days, which is different from the title sequence or cold opens that I've grown used to. Just, here's the title, and now we start. We open properly on Makoto Ito, whose name did not come up until much further into the subtitles. I did hear it said a couple of times, though, and not put in the subtitles, which is weird. Makoto is riding the train to Haramihama, where he sees another student get on the same train, and then proceeds to tell us in voiceover how much he's stalked this poor lass since the school year began. She goes to the class next to his and reads books on the train, and he's overheard her being called Katsura. And then he takes her photo as they're waiting for another train.
And then he tells us about the weird shrine that he has for her in his house.
And he found a lock of her hair.
He has a real doll version of her.
Oh, God. So, in his class, he takes his new seat, because they've just been reassigned, and talks to himself about how he shouldn't be caught staring at the photo he took. He immediately gets spotted staring at the photo he took by Sakai Sonji. She is his new desk buddy, so he tells her to keep quiet while the teacher... I wrote the teacher's name, it now comes up again, is talking. Before class can begin, however, Sakai asks if he likes Katsura. And since he can't reply, because the class has just begun, to the shocking accusation that he clearly fancies Katsura, Makoto passes notes to Sakai, assuring her that he doesn't like the girl who he took a photo of.
It's called stalking, not love.
He doesn't like the girl he's stalking, yes. She shows him the photo on his phone, and then after class, teases him about it, and then runs off to have lunch. After school, Makoto tracks Sakai down, and she finally confirms that she won't tell anyone from now on. So he grabs her, she slaps him, and they wind up on the floor, giving us a long look at her panties. The dude needs to chill.
I mean, he's like 10 or 17.
I mean, yes. He is. We don't know if it's middle school or high school, but he's a second year in one of those.
Kids get angry, okay?
She offers to help him in his quest to make Katsura his girlfriend, and he eventually accepts, and they shake hands. We cut to a phone call where Sakai explains that she's having lunch with Katsura on the roof the next day, and that Makoto is joining them. He refuses until she tells him to die, hangs up, and then emails him saying that he's doing it.
And it's okay if he dies. That was the subject of the email. It's okay if you die.
It's okay if you die, but if you don't, you're coming to lunch. Cold. The next day, they're in the hall, I assumed waiting for Katsura, and Makoto was trying to get out of going up, but eventually they get up to the roof, and Katsura's already there, and they eat lunch. Some time passes, and Makoto thanks Sakai over the phone for her help. He reveals that he's going to ask Katsura out, and after hesitating, Sakai wishes him well. The next day, Makoto meets. I assume that means meets.
Probably.
The next day, Makoto meets Katsura on the train platform, even though we saw that he gets the train before she gets on it less than 15 minutes ago. He asks her out, and she accepts. Later, Katsura tells Sakai about the date and reveals that she fancied him before, since she always saw him on the train and knew that someone was watching her. Later, Sakai warns Makoto not to try anything funny with Katsura, and she asks her why she helped him out since they barely knew each other, and she tells him it was fun to mess around with someone's love life. Makoto assures her that he will repay her for her help. All she has to do is ask. So Sakai kisses him and then gets on the train. And then we get the credits. And wow, we're really like 10 minutes into this episode of the podcast, I mean.
good job, everyone.
It was a really good podcast. Very well done, everyone. Hardest thing we've watched so far.
We have to stretch it out. So what are you guys doing this weekend? Was it a good adaptation?
So I struggled a bit to find School Days for a while until I finally found it and realized it's this depraved visual novel that it's just like, I have no idea what's even happening with all the endings and stuff. But to be honest, while watching this anime, every single character gave me the creeps. So I think they did a good job.
No, not in all of the endings. There's decapitation and stuff.
No, not all of them, but like it happens very often.
I mean, spoilers. I didn't watch any of the endings. I did watch a portion of the star, and it was just this. With options along the top of the screen.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, and it has the same animation style. I think it's one of the better adaptations we've seen so far.
At the end, it says it has a date and says that it's going to be available. So I'm pretty sure this was released as like a promo. Like, this game is coming soon, so go and buy it if you like this OVA, which is literally the start of the game.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, was it a yita, a nani, or a baka, Artura?
I think for me it was a baka. I didn't enjoy it. It's just, it was so bland and so much nothing. I think if they had included some of the messed up endings or alluded more to them and stuff like that, it would have been more interesting. But not knowing what I was walking into, and then watching it, I was like, what's the point of this? Especially because none of the characters are likable. So yeah, for me, it's a baka.
What did Katsura do to upset you?
Well, stuff.
Okay, well, girls, what did you think? Yata, nani, or a baka?
I'm going to say nani because I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Okay, well, I have given it a baka. There's some really interesting shot compositions, but a lot of the animation was half-assed. There was several scenes, like when they're on the roof, in several shots, the camera was zoomed out just far enough that they didn't have to animate the mouths moving because you couldn't make out the face detail. And then I noticed it after that, I noticed it in several other places. It's like, well, this is the kind of thing that a bridge series do. You choose shots that don't require you to move the mouth or so that someone can speak from off camera.
Was this an abridged series?
Obviously, we have to make an abridged of it now.
Yeah, we could like extend it to like an hour.
I mean, at that point, we might as well just abridge the entire series, which was 12 episodes plus two OVAs.
But you know how... Being, if we abridge it, we can just then make an anime podcast episode of that that's not so short.
You know how in Fate, near the beginning, there's like, you hear sounds of a fight, but they never show it? We can do that. We can have a fight that's happening off screen.
And we could add in dialogue to make this part of the Holy Grail.
Sure, why not? It's in Japan.
It's just you'd never see any of the characters involved. It's all happening off screen.
But you mentioned shot composition, and that made me remember like the editing, I would call it. Like, at some points, it seemed like it was edited by Salvador Dali. Like, like they have like a split shot showing his face and her face, and every time she speaks, his part gets smaller and smaller.
Yes, that's what I was going to bring up, actually. He's at the bottom of the screen, and she's telling him off, and every time she speaks, yeah, he's getting smaller. So that was great.
I did really like that one. That was really funny.
And when they're passing the notes aren't even in the shot, in the middle of the shot. They're like just at the bottom or in the corner.
I think that's more to do with the fan sub that we watched. I mean, it was hard sub, so you can't even say, oh, you should have used a different player. No, it was an AVI file with the subs baked in.
Right.
So does it deserve its MyAnimeList score of 5.81?
Yeah, I think it's a good enough score. Like, it's just, it may not be for me, but I can definitely see how some other people would be intrigued by it.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
Yeah, same. Right, well, yeah, sorry, folks, that brings us to the end of our podcast. It's a very short one this week.
No, it's okay. We can elongate it more. Which was your least favorite character and why was it Katsura?
She doesn't do anything, literally.
And we also learned she's anemic, so have some sympathy.
Who cares about anemic? No. I won't go that far.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me, Arthur and Guzguz.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. Better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Grincast podcast. Until next time, game on.